Today's daf is Menachas Daf Nun, and we will begin four lines from the top of Daf Nun Amud Aleph. So the Mishnah on Daf Mem Tes Amud Aleph is continuing with the theme of Masechtas Menachas for the last several weeks, and that is things that are ma'akev each other and things that are not ma'akev each other. And as we saw, the Mishnah is going outside of the box, so to speak. Not all examples were kachim-related examples. We had tefillin, mezuzah, tzitzis, tcheles, etc., etc. Regardless, the Mishnah on the bottom of Mem Tes Amud Aleph discussed what's the halacha regarding the korban tamid, which was brought twice. You had the tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arba'im. Are the two korbanos tamid ma'akev each other? Or what about the k'tiris? The k'tiris was also brought twice during the day. The k'tiris was brought in the morning, and the k'tiris was brought again bein arba'im. Are the k'tiris ma'akev zeh? So the Mishnah said on daf mem tes amud aleph, lo yikrivu keves ba'boker, yakrivu bein arba'im. That if the tamid shel shachar wasn't brought, it's not ma'akev the tamid shel bein arba'im. It's still okay to bring the tamid shel bein arba'im. Meaning you could have thought that it's a set, it's a unit. Either you bring both, or you bring none. Says the Mishnah, it's not all or nothing. Even though the katchila you're supposed to bring a tamid shel shachar and a tamid shel bein arba'im, but b'di'eved lo hikrivu keves ba'boker yakrivu bein arba'im. Rav Shimon said it's not so simple. That's only true if they were anusim or shaykigin. If the reason the tamid shel shachar wasn't brought was because of an oinus or a shaykig. Avlam hayu mezidim. But let's say b'mezid the tamid shel shachar wasn't brought, then the halacha is lo yakrivu bein arba'im. Stating that, Rav Shimon said, that's only true for the carbon tamid. As it relates to the k'tiris, loy hiktiru k'tiris ba'boiker yaktiru bein arba'im. So according to the Chachamim, the tamid shel shachar, the tamid shel bein arba'im, the k'tiris shel shachar, the k'tiris shel bein arba'im are never ma'akiv each other. You could bring the bein arba'im even though the shachar wasn't brought. According to Rav Shimon, there's a distinction between the karbanis tamid and the k'tiris. The karban tamid, if they were oynes or a shaygig, then you could bring the tamid shel bein arba'im. But if b'mezid the tamid shel shachar wasn't brought, you can't bring the tamid shel bein arba'im. As it relates to the k'tiris, Rav Shimon doesn't make this distinction, and Rav Shimon says lo yiktiru k'tiris ba'boiker. Yaktiru bein arba'im. And then the Mishnah gave a reason for all this, and that is she'ein minchanchen as mizbeach hazav ela b'k'tiris shel bein arba'im v'loy mizbeach ha'oila ela b'tomid shel shachar v'loy yas ha'shulchan ela b'lechem ha'ponim b'shabes v'loy yas ha'menoira ela b'shiven eiraseiro bein arba'im. And Pashat, the Mishnah seems to be giving a reason for everything it just said, and that is because when it comes to inaugurate the kelim in the Beis HaMikdash, there was an avoida that had to be done, meaning you couldn't just build a mizbeach and start doing any avoida you wanted to do. The first avoida that was done on any particular keli of the Beis HaMikdash mattered. And it was very, very precise in terms of how you were mechanech the kelim, how you inaugurated, how you used them for the first time. Says the Mishnah, the way they were mechanech the Mizbeach Hazav was with the k'tiris of the Bein Arba'im. And the way they were mechanech the Mizbeach Ha'oilo was the Tamid Shel Shachar. And that somehow is a reason, it's a tam for the first part of the Mishnah, which discusses what happens if they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. Is it okay to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im? What happens if they didn't bring the K'tiris Shel Shachar? Is it okay to bring the K'tiris Shel Bein Arba'im? And the Gemara begins with the obvious question. Chinuch, mandachar shmei. Who said anything about chinuch? How is the second part of the Mishnah a reason for the earlier part of the Mishnah? Says the Gemara, the way we read the Mishnayos, it really doesn't make any sense. What we need to do is a little bit of surgery on the Mishnah. We have to edit it, insert words, and then it's all going to come together. The Mishnah begins with a halacha that's actually fakert from what the Mishnah says, and that is if the Tamid Shel Shachar wasn't brought, you cannot bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Says the Mishnah, when is that true? That's if you're using the Mizbeach for the first time. So if the first time you're going to use the Mizbeach, you're going to use it with the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im, that's not okay. The chinuch of the Mizbeach has to be with the Tamid Shel Shachar. Let's say the Mizbeach was used already, then it's okay. Yakrivu Bein Arba'im. And it just so happens, punk, today, on a Tuesday in October, they didn't have the Tamid Shel Shachar, then it's okay to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im. Rav Shimon argued and said, the only time it's okay to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arba'im if they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar is if they were oinus or a shaykh. If they were amazed, lo yakrivu kevas ba'boiker, lo yakrivu bein arba'im, lo yaktiru k'tiris ba'boiker, Yaktiru bein rabbein. But the point is, what the Mishnah just did was it added language. It added one line, and that is that although the Tana, the Mishnah, holds that it's okay to bring the Tamid Shel bein rabbein, despite the fact that Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, that's only if this Mizbech was used already. It's a regular day, punkt. For whatever reason, it was Batel HaTamid, they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, it's okay to bring the Tamid Shel bein rabbein. Rav Shimon says, it depends why they didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. But what would be if this is the first time the Mizbeach is being used? As if to say the Mizbeach became erect 1 o'clock in the afternoon. They never brought the Tamid Shel Shachar because they didn't have the Mizbeach to bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. And now for the first time, they want to bring a carbon to Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein. That's not okay. That's what the Mishnah is saying. That if the Mizbeach was never used before, thus there was no Tamid Shel Shachar because there physically wasn't a Mizbeach, and now you want to bring a carbon for the first time, that is the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein, that's not okay. If the Mizbeach had been used before, then it is okay. The last part of the Mishnah is giving a time for the first halacha. The reason that if the Mizbeach was never used, you can't use it for the first time with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein is She'ein. That's the last part of the Mishnah. She'ein mechanchin es ha-mizbeach ha-oila ela b'tamid shel shachar. Thus, the first usage has to be with the Tamid Shel Shachar, not the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein. Says the Gemara, Mino Arimili, how do you know this distinction? How do you know that you can't use a Mizbeach for the first time with the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein, but at the same time, it's okay if you miss the Tamid Shel Shachar to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein. The Tanur Rabbanu Tzvonta from Ebraisa, V'Zakeves Hasheini, Tasa Bein Rabbein. The Pasuk says, V'Zakeves Ha'echa Tasa Ba'boiker, V'Zakeves Hasheini, Tasa Bein Rabbein. We're all familiar with the Pasuk. And the Gemara is bothered with the obvious question. Why does the Torah have to refer to the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein as the Keves Hasheini? We know it's the Keves Hasheini. If the Tamid Shel Shachar is the Keves Ha'echad, then I could do the back of the envelope arithmetic and figure out that the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein is the Keves Hasheni. Why does the Torah have to emphasize that it was the Keves Hasheni? Says the Gemara very geschmack, to teach me that the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein has to be the Keves Hasheni. It can never be the Keves HaRishon. When is that true? That's if you're using a Mizbeach for the first time. Then, on a brand new Mizbeach, the Keves Hasheni needs to be the Sheni, and it can't be the Rishon. If the Mizbeach, however, was used before, I feel the Rishon Bein Arbayim, then the Keves Hasheni could be the Keves HaRishon, meaning on a regular day, on an old Mizbeach, even if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought, it's okay to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Amar Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon made a chilek. He said, the only time it's true that you bring the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, despite the fact that you didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, as if they were an Inus or a Shaykh. But let's say Bemezid, the Tamid Shel Shachar wasn't brought. Then you shouldn't bring the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbayim. But even Rav Shimon acknowledges that's only true for the two Karbanos Tamid. It's not true for the Ketiris over there. Even if Bemezid, the Ketiris Shel Shachar wasn't brought, he still brought the Ketiris Shel Bein Rabbayim. The Gemara asks, and one of the themes that we've seen throughout Kachin is that we look at the Mizbeach as a living organism, kaviyachal. And when we burn, or the Kehanim would burn meat on the Mizbeach, they were feeding the Mizbeach. B'shtei achilos akasa medaber, echad achilos adam, v'echad achilos Mizbeach. Pouring wine on the Mizbeach was a bechina of giving the Mizbeach a glass of wine. This is one of the themes that we've seen. And the Gemara's kasha is that if the Kehanim b'mezid didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar, so what's the halacha? You don't bring the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein, says Reb Shimon. It's mashma that it's not so much Me'ikar Adin, because if it was Me'ikar Adin, what difference does it matter if it was done by Mezid or if it was done by Inus or B'shogig? It must be some sort of knas. But says Reb Shimon, so you want to cancel the Kehanim. You did a very bad thing. You didn't bring the Tamid Shel Shachar. We're not going to allow you to bring the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein. But this knas is chav l'achrini. It comes at the expense of the Mizbeach. The Mizbeach is losing out. Sefreit the Gemara, v'chi kayhanim chatu Mizbeach batel? Why should the Mizbeach lose out? Says the Gemara, Amar Rav ha'chi kamar. Lo yakrivu hein, aval l'cherem yakrivu. Reb Shimon never said that if the Tamid Shel Shachar was not brought b'mezid, do not bring the Tamid Shel Bein Rabbein. Even though it sounds like that's what he said. It's not what he said. He meant those kayhanim that were responsible, the ones that won the Gairo, the ones that were responsible bringing the Tamid Shal Shachar, they themselves cannot bring the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But others should bring, and as a result, you can accomplish both things. You have the Knas on the one hand, at the same time, the Mizbeach is not going to be Batal. Stating that, Rav Shimon only said it with regards to the Karbanis Tamid. As it relates to the Ketaris Le, Yaktiru Ketaris Babaiker, Yaktiru Bein Arbayim. It is okay to bring the Ketaris Shal Bein Arbayim. What's the reason for it? Why did Rav Shimon not make the same knas? You know why? The kibud leshchicha, because this whole situation is anyways leshchiach umasra, and the ketoros was a school of ashiros, as we'll see more about later. Chavivahu v'loy pashi. The chances of the ketoros not being brought were very, very slim. We know that a kohen that did the ketoros had to earn it. He had to win the gerah. Not just that, it was chadashim lebekarim. You only were able to bring the Ketores one time. And the reason is because it was a school of Rashiris and we wanted to spread the wealth, literally, so that all Kayanim should have an opportunity to get this skula to become Groisa Gevirin. So if somebody wins the Geirel, it's his job right now to bring the Ketores Shal Shachar. You think he's going to sit around and say, you know what, I'm a little lazy, I'm not feeling it, I have other things to do, I'll get to it later. It's not very shchiach that that's going to happen. If you were Zeicha, you won the Geirel, you have the opportunity to get this segula, of course you're going to go ahead and do it. So Rav Shimon says, I don't have to make this knas. I'm worried that somebody will be Pesheya and not bring the Tamid Shal Shachar. That's Rav Shimon's knas. Rav Shimon says that if you didn't bring the Tamid Shal Shachar, you can't have anything to do with the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayim. But as it relates to the Ketores, Rav Shimon says, for that I'm not worried. This incidentally has ramifications. Lehalacha, we'll get to that a little bit later in the daf. So the Gemara, Amr, Rav Shimon, the Kula Hisakrev Bein Arbayim, She'ein Mechan. So the Mishnah said that the way they inaugurated, the way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaZov, that's the Mizbeach that was in the Heichel, was with the Ketores Shel Beinu Harbayim. The way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaOyla, that's the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, was with the Tamid Shel Shachar. But the Mizbeach HaOyla's chinuch happened al yedei the Ketores Shel Beinu Harbayim. Freit the Gemara v'tani, we learned in a braisa, be Ketores HaSamim Shel Shachar. It's a stira. Was it the Ketores HaSamim Shel Beinu Harbayim? Or was it the Ketores HaSamim Shel Shachar? Says the Gemara Tanoi, it's Machlikis Tanoi. Amr Abai Abai, it's Mestabrik Mandam, Ketores HaSamim Shel Rabbayim. It's mistaber to me that the man that says that the way they were mechanich, the Mizbeach HaZohav was with the Ketores, not Shal Shachar, but Shal Bein Rabbayim. And why is it mistaber the Chsib? Because the Pasuk says, when it's describing the Miluim, and that's when they were mechanich the Kalim that were used in the Mishkan. As mentioned in Parshas Tetzav, and the pasuk over there says, "Baboiker, baboiker, beitiva yes haneiros yaktirena." And the pasuk seems to begin to describe the chinuch first thing in the morning. The kohen, Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who did it, but the kohanim should bring the ketores at the same time that they were meitiv the neiros. Now, what does meitiv haneiros mean? When they clean the neiros, says the Gemara, ilav d'avad adalka meyurto. Had these neiros not been lit the previous night, hatovah b'tzafra mehecha, then there's nothing to clean in the morning. Elamai, they must have lit the neiros the night before. If they lit the neiros the night before, says Rashi, it's ikra chasam and asefer in the Gemara, inserts Rashi, that means they probably were makdid the ketores the night before as well. Because we know that the zman of the ketores, shobein arbayim, was toloi in the zman of the adlokas hamenorah. The two are very much related to each other. They both happened at the same exact time. So if we know that there was hatovas haneiros in the morning, how do we know that? Because the pasuk says that. It means there was hadlokas haneiros the night before. If there was hadlokas haneiros the night before, it's mistabra. Abaye doesn't have a checkmate proof, but Abaye said mistabra. It's mistabra. It's reasonable because we find that the two are very much related to each other. So it's mistabra that they were makd to the ketores shel bein arbayim as well. Oh, so you see that. The first thing was that ketores the ketores in during the Shivas Yemei HaMiluim. Thus, this is a limud, it's a binyanav for all chinuch of the Mizbeach HaZohav, all the Mizbeches that would be in the Heichel, that the way you were mechanech, the first usage would always be with the Ketayim Shal Bein Rabbi. Says the Gemara, the Mandama Bikteris HaSamen Shal Shachar, the Mandama that says that they weren't mechanech the Mizbeach HaZohav with the Ketayim Shal Bein Rabbi, but rather with the Ketores Shal Shachar. How does he know that? Gomer mi Mizbeach HaOyla. He learns it from the Mizbeach HaOyla. Ma'alahan Shal Shachar. Just like the Mizbeach HaOyla was with the Tamid Shal Shachar. How do we know that? We learned that already from a pasuk. It's HaKeves HaSheni Tas Arbayim. The Keves Shal Bein Arbayim has to be the Sheni because you were mechanech it with the Keves, with the Tamid Shal Shachar. Afkan b'Ketores HaSamim Shal Shachar. So it's true. There's a stira. Our Mishnah says the way they were mechanech the Mizbeach HaZov was with the Ketores Shal Bein Arbayim. There's a brisa that says the way they were mechanech the Mizbeach HaZov was with the Ketores Shal Shachar. It's not a
Hakasha, Tanoihi.
And the Gemara even gave the sources for each one of these respective shitas in the Tanon. By the way, when we talk about being mechanich, the Mizbeach Hazav, the Mizbeach Ha'ila, it's important to realize that historically speaking, there were many Mizbeaches, unfortunately. Things happen. Sometimes the Mizbeach was Nifkam. You have sugyas in Masechta Zvachim that talk about Nifkam HaMizbeach. After the Chanukah story, the Makom HaMikdash was ransacked and they had to start rehabilitating, literally, the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. And there's Mishnayos and the sugyas and Shas that talk about if they had to remake certain kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. What if they didn't have gold? The katchila, the menorah is supposed to be miksha, zahav, tahar. What if they didn't have gold? We had the sugyas earlier in Masechtas Menachos. So there's different halachos, but it's all based on, historically speaking, you know, we think of the one menorah and the one mizbeach. There were many mizbeachas, unfortunately, and from time to time, things needed to happen. So if right now you're using a brand new mizbeach, there's a process of how they would unveil this mizbeach. It was an unveiling. They were mechanechet. How were you mechanechet? So, the Mizbeach Oila, the one that was in the Azara, that was with the Tamid Shal Shachar. What about the Mizbeach Hazov? That's just Machlokes Tanam right here. The first thing they would do was Keteris. The question is, was it the Keteris Shal Shachar or was it the Keteris Shal Bein Rabbi? Either way, what about the Shulchan? So you have a Shulchan now, a brand new Shulchan. We're going to unveil it. It's going to happen on Shabbos. That's when the ceremony is going to take place. And the first thing they're going to do is they're going to put the lechem aponim on it. That's says the Mishnah. Says the Shulchan ela b'lechem aponim b'Shabbos. Says the Gemara. It's mashma ela b'choil ichnuchi hudolei mechanech hakadushim mikdash. The Mishnah emphasizes that they unveiled the Shulchan on Shabbos. That was when it was done. As if to say that the first usage of the Shulchan had to be on Shabbos. But ordinarily, you can use the Shulchan whenever you want. Frank the Gemara, is that true? We know that the Shulchan was only used on Shabbos. What was the Shulchan used for? The Lechem Aponim. You had the Yid Bais Chalas. That's what the Shulchan was used for. And when did the Chalas would remain on the Shulchan for a week? And the changing of the guard happened on Shabbos. At the time that the Mishmaris in the Beis HaMikdash, the shifts in of the Kayanim in the Beis HaMikdash would switch, from shift A to shift B, from shift B to shift C, that's when they would take the breads off the Shulchan, they would divide it. Six of the breads would go to the Mishmar HaYotze, that's the shift that was leaving, and six of it would go to the Mishmar HaNichnas, that's the shift that was coming. When was the changing of the guard? It was all done on Shabbos. That means the whole Avodah of the Lechem Aponim was anyways done on Shabbos. So the Gemara's catch is that why are we emphasizing that the unveiling of the Shulchan, the inauguration, the chinuch of the Shulchan happened on Shabbos? It sounds like Ela Bechoel, on a weekday, Ichnuchi Hudoloi Mechanech. You just can't be Mechanechet. HaKiddushim Mikdash. Mar says, no, it's not a diak. Gufa Gamash, the chinuch of the Kiddush of Shulchan on Shabbos. No, don't make the diak. Of course, the Shulchan was only used on Shabbos. There would have been a Havamin, and maybe the chinuch could have been done during the week. Says the Mishnah, the chinuch of the Shulchan and the Kiddush of the Shulchan, all usage of the Shulchan was always done on Shabbos. And by the way, says the Gemara, Kedektani Seifa. The Seifa for sure means that. Because what does the Seifa say? How are they mechanich the menorah? You have a brand new menorah. What do? You light the seven neiros, Bein Arbayim. Obviously, that's what you always did with the menorah. What, on a regular day, you're going to make the diak, you only lit six neiros? Or five neiros? Or you didn't do it Bein Arbayim? This is not up for debate. These are psukim in the Torah. We know how you lit the menorah every day. Elo, mine, the Mishnah is just saying. That's also the way you were mechanich it. So as it relates to the Shulchan, it's the same thing. Either way, we're talking about the Keteres. So the Gemara digresses for a moment with an interesting brice. Tan Rabbanan, a brice. Zehu Keteres Sha also Yachad al Mizbech Achitzain, Vahiraz Sha Haisa. So the brice is describing a Keteres that was brought by a Yachid. And the brice says this is the only time that a Yachid brought Keteres on the Mizbech Achitzain. Don't learn anything from there. The reason you can't learn anything from there is because this was a Hirasha. It says more Hecha. What is it referring to? It's a very cryptic brisa. There was this Hirasha, this one-time event, where there was a Keteres that was brought by a Yachid on the Mizbeach Achitzai. What's it referring to? Says the Gemara. What it's referring to is the Nesiyim. The Nesiyim, amongst the Karbanis that they brought, B'yoyim Hakamas HaMishkan, the first day of Nisan, the second day Nisan, the third day Nisan, they brought ketores just to read a pasuk in the Torah that we're all familiar with. Right, the parasha in the Nesim repeats itself 12 times. That's why Parashas Nasa is the longest parasha in the Torah, and that's why we're so familiar with the kriya, because you hear it again and again and again. So that's karbana. Right, karas kesev achas. We all know this. Kaf achas asara zahav melea ketores. One of the things that the Torah says is they brought ketores. Says the Gemara, that ketores that was brought by a yachid, it was the nasi's karban. Right, it's the chattis is always referred to as chattis nachshon, the seir of nachshon. So it was nachshon, it was the yachid's carbon, kaf achas asarazav melei ketores, was something that was brought one time, and it's the only time that a yachid brought ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. And the Gemara makes tzidik. It sounds like elo yachid on mizbeach achitzin hu delai. It sounds like a yachid only that time was able to bring ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. Oh, mizbeach pnimi makrib. It sounds like if the yachid wanted to bring ketores on the mizbeach pnimi, no worries. Another diak. Vesu on mizbeach achitzin yachid hudaloi. It sounds like only a yachid can bring ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. Hot tzibur makrib. But let's say the tzibur decides that they want to bring a ketores on the mizbeach achitzin. It's okay. Now the ketores was brought on the mizbeach pnimi. It wasn't brought on the mizbeach achitzin. One of the names of the Mizbeach HaPnimi was the Mizbeach HaKetores. It was called the Mizbeach HaKetores because that's where the Keteres was brought. It was called the Mizbeach HaPnimi simply because it was inside. It wasn't outside in the courtyard. It was in the Heichal. It was also called the Mizbeach HaZav because it was made out of gold. In contrast to the Mizbeach that was in the Azara, that was called the Mizbeach HaNechoshes because it was made out of copper. It was called the Mizbeach HaChitzein because it was outside, and it was also called the Mizbeach Ha'ila because that's where the Karban Ha'ila and really almost all Karbanas were brought. But regardless, so the Gemara says it sounds like a Yachid can't bring a Ketores on the Mizbeach Ha'chitzah. I didn't see him. That's a Rasha to the Yukim. It sounds like a Tzibur could bring on the Mizbeach HaChitzayim, and it sounds like maybe a Yachid could bring the Mizbeach HaPnimi. But the Gemara says it can't be. But Tanya, we're into the Brisa. Yachid, yeah, Yachid is out of it. Maybe he hears a Banudava. I would think that if Yachid wants to bring Ketores, he could bring. So Yachid could bring an Oila, he could bring a Shlamim, a Taita. What if a Yachid decides one day, I want to bring Ketores? Maybe you could do it. And the whole parsha of Nedarim and Nedavos, as they relate to Karbanos, maybe should apply. Salu Olaf Ketores Zara. You can't bring a Ketores Zara, a friend. The Ketores. The Ketores that the Torah prescribes, that's the only Ketores that's allowed to be brought. Yochel, yehei, yochid, maybe she, maybe chavach, yehetzba. I would think maybe only yochid can. Aval tzibur, yehei, maybe she, maybe chavach, yehetzba. But maybe the tzibur that had the Ketores brought on its behalf every single day, maybe the tzibur could bring it as an adava as well. Talmud loyma, loysalu. Loysalu is a Lashon Rabbin. Even the tzibur is not allowed to. Yochel, yalu, amazbecha, pnimi, yalu, amazbecha, chitin. I would think maybe only amazbecha, pnimi, it's not okay. But maybe the mazbecha, chitin is okay. Talmud loyma, shemen, amishcha, ves Ketores, asamim, lukoy. You can only bring the Ketores that the Torah lays out. Any other Ketores is not okay. So it's a stira. From the Brisa, it's mashma. A yachid can't bring the Ketores nedava on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. To the Yukim. A yachid could bring the Mizbech HaPnimi. And a rabbin, a tzibur, could bring the Mizbech HaChitzayim. Here it's mashma. Every Ketores that you're not allowed to bring is a Ketores Zar. Amar HaPapa, let me buy your karma. The way you read the Brisa is, let me buy your tzibur on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. That's posh that the tzibur can't bring Ketores on the Mizbech HaChitzayim because there's no precedence for that. You don't find anywhere that the tzibur brought Ketores on the Mizbech HaChitzayim. Let me buy a yachid on the Mizbech HaPnimi lo yashkechon. And that's posh that a yachid can't bring Ketores on the Mizbech HaPnimi. Again, there's no precedence for that. Alafilu yachid on the Mizbech HaChitzayim da ashkechon b'nesiyin. But I would have thought that maybe a yachid could bring a Ketores nedava on the Mizbech HaChitzayim because there is precedence for that. The ashkechon. Where did you find that b'nesiyin? That's the brisa hirasha. It's a rasha, and that is not going to be okay. And by the way, we're not going to speak about this morning, but the whole idea of a Ketores Zara is a very big deal. Nadav and Avihu, what caused them to die? So even though there's so many pshatim in Chazal, the Gemara in Erevin, and so many different midrash, and countless pshatim, but at the end of the day, the Torah says that they brought a Ketores, actually Tziva, they brought Ketores that they weren't supposed to bring. And the Ketores Zara was ultimately their downfall. Kairach, v'adasai, how was it decided? Who was telling the truth? Was it Moshe and Aharon or was it Korach v'Adasai? It was by a Ketores. Everybody bring a Ketores. Whoever Ketores is, the real Ketores, will be chosen. And Korach v'Adasai, their Ketores was the Ketores Zara, and as a result, the Ketores Zara consumed them. Even if you bring the Ketores that you're supposed to bring, if you're missing one of the Samamonim, it's already a Ketores Zara, so to speak, and you're ready to be Chayav Misa. So there's a lot related to Ketores. We're going to learn sugyas of Ketores later in Mesechtas Menachis. But for now, before we go weiter, just one Ara. So the Gemara mentioned the idea that the Ketores was a school of Ashiras. And Reb Shimon Bar Yochai said there's a nafkamina lalacha. Nafkamina is that I believe that if the Tamid Shal Shachar was not brought b'mezid, then the Kohanim that were responsible to bring the Tamid Shal Shachar were not allowed to be involved in the Tamid Shal Bein Arbayin. It's a knas, so to speak. But if the Ketores Shal Shachar was not brought b'mezid, I'm not worried about that. I want you to make the same knas. Says Rav Shimon, because it's loy shchicha. And the reason it's loy shchicha is because it's ma'asra, because it was ma'asher, and as a result, it's chavivaleh, and this, it's just not likely it's going to happen. In the event it happens, it happened. But I'm not going to impose a knas and a takana over something that I believe is very, very loy shchiach, that it should actually take place. So where's this idea that this Keteris is a school of la'ashiras, a nafkamina lahalacha? It's a halacha that everybody's familiar with. The Ramah in Hilchas Mila, in Yeridea, Simin Reish Samachay, talks about the chashivas of the Sandik. Says the Ramah, V'noyagim lahader achar mitzvazu, liois Sandik, litvois hatinoik lamoyaloi. That there's an Indian to be mahader, to want to be the Sandik, to hold the baby at the time of the Bris Mila. Says the Ramah, the Yofa Koyach HaSandik Mikoyach HaMoyel Laktima L'Kriyas HaTorah. The Sandik is more chashav in the picture. Right, if you take a snapshot of a Bris Mila and you want to know who's the most chashav person in the room after the child, who's the most chashav person in the room? You think maybe the Moyel? That's not the Moyel. Says the Ramah, it's the Sandik. The Yofa Koyach HaSandik Mikoyach HaMoyel. And by the way, says the Ramah, Anaf Gemino L'Alocha. If there's Kriyas HaTorah, you should give the Aliyah to the Sandik, because for that moment, for that morning, he's the most chashuv of a person. As a result, he gets the aliyah. The whole sandik, says Rama, what's the reason for it? It's because a sandik is kinmakti keteiros. And being that, it's as if he's bringing, imagine there was a yid in your besmadrish who that day brought the keteiros. I think you'd give him shlishi or shishi, right? You give him the aliyah. So the sandik is the makti keteiros. If he's the makti keteiros, he's chashuv, and as a result, there's an Indian lahaktimoy likriya satayra. Says Rama, how do I know that? In parentheses, it's a maril who quotes a Rabbeinu Peretz. So this comes from Rishonim, but the bottom line is, says the Ramah, that the Sandik is very, very chashuv. Thus, v'noyagim lahader achar mitzvazu, people travel to be Sandik. It's a very, very big deal, and the reason is because when you're Sandik, it's as if you brought the Ketores. And as a result, says the Ramah, he's more chashuv than the Moel, you should give him the Aliyah. The Ramah continues, and it says, ulachein, it's for that reason, there's a noyag in the minigit shalai litein shnei yaladin labal bris echad, that if one person has many boys, he shouldn't repeat sandikos. So he shouldn't give sandik to the same person for two of his sons. Why? Because being that the sandik is kemak diktaris, and we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma that one kohen never did the keteiros twice. The reason is because it was a school of Ashiras. We wanted to spread the wealth. We wanted other people to have an opportunity to be able to have the school. So says the Ramah, again, quoting the Maril, quoting Rabbeinu Peretz, that the same thing is going to be true when it comes to Sandikais. And therefore, says the Ramah, the minig is shloi litein shnei yaladim lebal bris echad ki da'amrin and gabi keteiros chadashim lekitarim. Says the Vilna Gaon, dvarav ein lohem shachar. This that the Ramah said, that the minig is not to give the same sandikos twice for two of your boys, ein lohem shachar. Absolutely not. No shaychas. The imkein, because if the Ramah, b'shem the Maril, b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, is oiska alten, then my time in meyadam mechadavka. Then why is it only I can't be sandik for one person's two sons? The echad lo yaseh beis pavim sandik lo'ila. I mean, if the mekar is the Keteiros, a Kohen was never able to do the Keteiros twice, period. That's the way it was. It wasn't Me Adam Echad, he was never able to do Keteiros twice. So if there's an idea that the Sandig is to mark the Keteiros, so why is it that one person can get Sandikos 100 times? It just has to be from 100 different fathers. L'chaira, the halacha should be that you can never be Sandik twice, says the Vilna Gaon, and here's the punchline, Ula Oilam, and by the way, I never saw a sandik become a gver. And as a result, to me, this whole idea that the sandik is kemakta keteiros, ela haminik hu al pitzavos, Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, it's true, there's a minik, the Ramah quoted the minik, but has nothing to do with this, maril, b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz, relating sandikoi somehow to makta keteiros. It's based on a tzava from Yehuda Chassid, and it falls into that, that's a whole different conversation. But the bottom line is, says the guy, very, very sharp, dvar of im lahem shachar. And then the Vilna Gaon says, "Ula oylam leira inu sandik shemesasha." So we've been speaking about some sharfa goyins. This is shaloi kedarka. The Vilna Gaon about Rebbeinu Tam Tefillin, Tefillin Achol HaMoed. His is a very sharp Vilna Gaon, where the Gaon says, Tvarev Eilam Shachar, Ula Eilam Loira Inu Sandik Semesasha. Stating that the Gedoyle HaPoyski wrote Shuvas about this Ramah. So again, Ramah says that there's an Indian not to give a Sandik twice, meaning for two of your boys, and it's based seemingly on this Maril, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, and the Vilna Gaon came out very, very sharp. The Noi de Yehuda in a tshuva, it's in Yeridea Madura Kama Simin Pevov, was asked the Kasha about someone that had a lot of boys, Kanai Nahar, and he wanted to repeat Sandik, because you know, he was looking for a Chash of Sandik, and he wanted to repeat Sandik, and he sent a letter to the Noi de Yehuda, is it okay? So unfortunately, Yehuda responded to this tshuva a lot, you know, very much after the fact. It's actually interesting. This is how he begins the tshuva. Divrei igartoi, I mean, this was a shtickle, zman garama, right? Time is of the essence. But either way, divrei igartoi min tishrei ha'avar. He got the tshuva last tishrei, higiyani b'chol ha'moed sukkos. He said he got the tshuva on chol ha'moed sukkos. You see that? V'oz ein halav lor yoytze b'kol masai. It's pens down on chol ha'moed. See, he said, when I got the tshuva, I couldn't respond, because you can't write on chol ha'moed. V'achaz man, higi esman asif. Then the newsman started, etc. He says, and then I got busy again. Bottom line is, Rabbi Yehuda sits down now to write a tshuva. And this is the gist of his tshuva. He says as follows. He says, I don't like responding to shaylas that have no shayrish and chas. V'divri Rabbeinu Peretz shehevi maril bereshul chesmila who rake in asmachta. It's like an asmachta. Los his tam al mashen nimne melechabi leecha b'shnei bonim. Ubeguf ha'dovar shedima maril mitzvah zula machtik teres ani tameya. The bottom line is, the Noi de Yehuda told the shayl that this whole thing is a minig, and it's not rooted in chas. And being that it's not rooted in chas, says the Noi de Yehuda, if you're familiar with my tshuvas, you know, ein daiti noicha lahashiv bedavar she'ein loy shayrish menashas. Stating that, the Noi de Yehuda wrote a tshuva. He has a little bit of an arichos, and at the end, the Noi de Yehuda writes, v'hakol rak derech drush v'remez. But everything I'm telling you, everything is ein lam shayrish v'ikav b'gemara v'loy le'ikav v'loy le'mina kavua u'b'chom medinas poilim ein medaktikim v'zeh. He says, to me, in Poland, people are medactic. He says, in many places, harav, hakavua, hu chiyav l'sandik tamid. The rav hakavua always gets sandik. It's like a standing. Rav gets shlishi, the rav gets sandik. And then again, finally, at the very end, he says the same exact thing. So this is the Noi de Yehuda l'shitasa. I mean, you know, Baruch Hashem, we've had the opportunity to go through a lot of these tshuvas together in the daf, where the Noi de Yehuda didn't write tshuvas based on Divrei Agada. So whether it's Agadata, whether it's Kabbalah, whether it's Zayar, the Noi de Yehuda drew a line. There was a very great distinction between Gemaras and everything else. And again, the Noi de Yehuda once even was forced to write a tshuva to explain his position, because the Shaila was very bothered. He told the Noi de Yehuda, well, you're not Makshiv Agadata and Midrashim, and he told the Rashba wrote a whole Sefer on Agadata. And he wrote back, he says, and the same Rashba that wrote a Sefer on Agadata writes somewhere that you don't bring any Rayas from Agadata. So the bottom line is, Vadvar Matikim, we have read bites on this, but the bottom line is, is this the Noi de Yehuda? This was his take. He said, I hear, it's a minig. And the Ramah quotes a Maril, who quotes Rabbeinu Peretz. But at the end of the day, perspective. The perspective is, it's not rooted in Gemara. And if it's not rooted in Talmud Bavli, all it is a minig Ba'alma. He says, even though there's Midrashim, it's a smachta Ba'alma, he calls it. And he says, as a result, the minig I've seen otherwise, they give it to the Rav. It's really not such a big deal. Then Chassam Sofer also wrote a tshuva on this topic. And it's in Shailos Tshuvas Chassam Sofer Rechaim. Tshuva kuf nun ches, and he begins as follows. He says, "Vinirali sheyesh lezeh shayrish v'yisoid apim machshakas maril reishil chesmila b'shem Rabbeinu Peretz," and he brings this minig. Says the Chassam Sofer, "Hini risa b'nei de Yehuda simin peivav doiched divrei Rabbeinu Peretz kila achayad." He says the Noi de Yehuda was doiched kila achayad umachalei amoiche. Lachen says the Chassam Sofer, "I feel an obligation lahashiv al kol divrei agoyin zalba mechilas kvoidoi ki teirehi." He says, but Mechilas Kvoda, I have to go, and no, I have to, I disagree with the Noid Midas approach of just being Mevatel, this whole minute Kalachayad, who Bishagam Kiyotosi Lahatztik Hatzadik to Meikari, he's coming to be Matztik to Maril, Bishim Rabbeinu Peretz. Incidentally, Rabbeinu Peretz Kiyodua wasn't only a Talmudist, he was also a Kabbalist. Rabbeinu Peretz was one of the Rishonim who was Kiyodua, a tremendous Makubal as well, so there's probably some Kabbalah in this. But the bottom line is the Chasam Sofer goes and responds to everything that the Noid Midas says. Again, it's beyond the scope of what we do now, but Ayin Shom, the Noid Yehuda's tshuva, which is in Yerideya, Madura Kama Simen Pevav, and the Chasam Sofer's tshuva, which is in Erech Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Ches. But one interesting thing that has a Kachem theme, and that is that the Noid Yehuda Tainer, he says, I've seen the Rabbanim in cities, they always take Sandik. It's a standing thing. They always get Sandik. So if they always get Sandik, you see it's not like the Ramah. So where's this Messiah from? Says the Chasam Sofer, as it relates to that Ha'aruf in the Noid Yehuda, it's very posh. He said, because what's the Makar that you shouldn't have Sandik twice? It's based on the Keteris, because no Kohen was able to have Keteris twice. But is that true, says the Chasam Sofer? It's not. Because we know the Kohen Gadol was makriv chelik b'roish. The Kohen Gadol was allowed to do whatever he wanted. That means there was a carve-out in this halacha. And that was the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol was always allowed to do what he wanted. Says the Chasam Sofer, the Rav of the city is the Kohen Gadol. The Rebbe is the Kohen Gadol. He could do it. Don't bring me rayas from the Rabbanim. The Rabbanim, yeah, zilbaser time, but the whole time is based on this kachem thing. And being that you find that the Kohen Gadol was makriv chelik b'roish, so it makes sense that he would be able to be makriv chelik b'roish as well. It's interesting. The Chasam Sofer says that the Vilna Goyen Tainas that Me'olam Le'ra'inu Sandik Shemes Asher, and he says it's not true. He believes it's a tremendous school of Hashiras, and he says that even though the Gemara says Bonei Chayu Mezoine Lav B'Schuset Talyum Milsa Ela B'Mazel Talyum Milsa, but Tosfos Kiyodua says E Mazel Yisrael, which means that B'Schus Gadol Tosfos Nenem Masach Neshavas, a person could change his Mazel, and he says that he thinks Sandikoyis is Begeder Schus Gadol. Fascinating. It's Begeder Schus Gadol. So whereas the Noid of Yehuda, like the Chasam Sofer says, was Doicha, this minute kila achar yad, because it's not rooted in Shasa Poiskim, and as a result, the Noid of Yehuda wasn't very concerned with this minute, and he said that the minute poil was not that way. The Chasam Sofer had a very different take. The Chasam Sofer, and again, I think this is the Chasam Sofer Kedarkoi, who very much accepted this mahalach. But the bottom line is, it's fascinating, the Noid of Yehuda's approach, the Chasam Sofer's approach, both gedoyle apoiskim, but very, very different approach when it came to this. It's actually interesting that one of the makaris that the Chasam Sofer said is that we're going to read in Parshas Vezayis Abracha, Simchas Torah's Kriya. So the Pasuk says, Ulelevi Yomar Tumechav Urechal Ishchas Yidecha. So Oymer Lavav Vimelay Yisav Esechav Layhekav Esbonav Layada Ki Shamru Imrasecha Ubrischa Yinsayro. And then the Pasuk says, Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakbev Yisayroscha Liyisrael Yasimu Ketayra Ba'apecha V'cholala Mizbechecha. So it says the Chasam Sofer, what does Brischa Yinsayro mean? Says Rashi, Bris Mila. Because even though the Yidden didn't do Bris Mila the 40 years they were in the Midbar, but Sheva Levi did the Bris Mila. So Sheva Levi was Ubrischa Yinsayro. The very next Pasuk is Yasimu Ketayra Ba'apecha Yoru Mishpatecha Liyakbev Yisayroscha Liyisrael Yasimu Ketayra Ba'apecha Zokte Elga Rashi Ru'uyenelu Lekach. Says the Chasam Sofer, how do you read these two Rashi? Very simple. The way Rashi is explaining is, you want to know why Sheva Levi was Zoicha to Yoru Mishpatecha to Yaakov Eserosch to Yisrael and to Yosimu Ketayru Ba'apecha the Cholulam Mizbechecha. It's because of Brischa Yinsayru. Because Sheva Levi kept Bris Mila, that's why they were Zoicha to Yoru Mishpatecha to Yaakov Eserosch to Yisrael and to Yosimu Ketayru Ba'apecha. So says the Chasam Sofer, it's mamish, it's a mikromola. You see, there's a connection. There's some kesher between Bris Mila and the Keteris. Ubrischa Yintzayru, what's the Hemshech? Yosimu Keteru Ba'apecha. What's the Hemshech? It's this Ramah, B'Shem Demaril, B'Shem Rabbeinu Peretz, that the Sandik is Kemak the Keteris, thus, because Shevet Levi was Ubrischa Yintzayru, it's the Ru'uyen Lekach, that's when they were Zaycha, to Yosimu Keteru Ba'apecha. Zok the Mishnah Vayter, Chavite Koyin Gadol, Loi Hayu Ban Chatzayin, Ela Mevi Isarin Shalom, V'chaytzeyo. So a little bit of background. There were karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash that were bought twice a day. You had the carbon tamid, as the kevesa echa tasa ba'boikir, as the kevesa sheni tasa ben rabayim. You had the keteris. You had the keteris that was brought in the morning, and you had the keteris that was brought in ben rabayim. Another carbon that was brought every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, not once, but twice, was the Minchas Chavitin. The Minchas Chavitin was brought by the Kohen Gadol, and he would bring it ba'boiker and ba'erev. It's a pasuk in the Torah. It's right in the beginning of Parashat Saf. Vayidar b'Hashem al Moshe lema. Ze korban aharon uvanov asher yakrivu l'Hashem b'yom himosh ha'choisah. Asira sa'efa, it was a mincha. Soiles mincha tamid. Machtzisa ba'boiker. U'machatzisa ba'erev. Half of it was born in the morning, and half of it was born in the evening. So this korban mincha, which was made up of an asira sa'efa, was divided into two. Half ba'boiker, half ba'erev. Bottom line is, another hakrava that was done every single day in the Beis HaMikdash, it was brought by the Kohen Gadol. It was considered a personal carbon of the Kohen Gadol. But the bottom line is, it was brought twice a day. So the Mishnah, this Minchas Chavitin that the Kohen Gadol brought twice a day, how was it brought? Chavitin Kohen Gadol lehayu ban chatzayim. It was not brought where the Kohen Gadol would bring half in the morning, be mekadesh this half of the Yisarin, be makrevit, go home for lunch, come back with another half, be makdish that, and bring the second half. That was not okay. Ella, the way it had to be done was maybe Yisarin Shalom. He would have to bring the entire shear, be mekadesh it, then v'chaytseyu, divided into two, makriv machzo ba'boiker, be makriv half of it in the morning, and the other half of it bein rabayim. Koyin shehevi machzo shachar. So what happens if the koyin brought half in the morning and then he died? Uminu koyin achar. And now they, when mamana, this gan koyin gadol, he steps into the koyin gadol shoes. Now they mamana a new koyin gadol. Lo yavi chatzi yisar mi beisai. He now has to bring the minchas chavitin in the afternoon. Now, he can't just bring a half the yisarin for the half Yisarin that he needs to bring in the afternoon. Additionally, he can't bring the Chatz Yisarin Shal Rishon. He can't bring the other half of the Minchas Chavitin that the first Kohen Gadol was already mafresh. Ella, he has to do the same thing. Maybe Yisarin Shalim. He has to bring a complete Yisarin. V'chaytseyo and divide it into half. Makrib Mechza, he brings half of it. Umechza of it, the other half gets lost. Nimsu, in this case, Shnei Chatzom Krev. Shnei Chatzom Krev is going to come out that two halves are going to be Karev and two halves are going to be lost. Right? What happened? The Kohen Gadol in the morning was Makdish an entire Yisarin. He was makrev half, and then he died. The other half can't be brought by the second Kohen Gadol, thus it's going to go to waste. The second Kohen Gadol, again, has to bring an entire Yisarin. He's going to be makrev half. That's the second part of the Minchas Chavitin that's going to be brought that day. But the other half can't be brought the next day, thus it's going to be lost as well. So you're going to end up being makrev two halves, and you're going to end up losing two halves. Tanu Rabban on Ilu, Nebem Mincha, Machzis. Had the Torah said that you should bring a Mincha, Machzis, Ayisi, Yomer, I would have thought maybe Chatz Yisarin Mi Beis, Chachar, to makrev. Chatz Yisarin Mi Beis, Arvis, to makrev. Then the Kohen Gadol could bring half in the morning and bring another half in the afternoon. Tom, it's not what the Torah says. What the Torah says is machatzisa ba'boiker u'machatzisa ba'erev. What does machatzisa mean? Half of it. As if you're starting off with a dover shalim and you're bringing half of it. Mechzim yishalim u'mak. Okay, it's that. Maybe you start in shalim, you bring it completely. Sorry, v'chaytzeh, you divide it into two. U'makriv mechzim ba'boiker, mechzim ben rabayim. Nitma mechzim shvein rabayim. What happens if the mechzim shvein rabayim became tamei? Oy shavad, or it got lost. Yochel yavi chatzi yisar min beisei arvis v'yakriv. I would have thought you should bring another half of yisarin. I mean, makriv v'tamad loymer machzisa ba'boiker. You have to bring a complete Yisarim. So what's going to come out of them? So the Braisa's first case was literally the Mishnah, just a slightly different scenario. In the Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol brought half and then he died. So the new Kohen Gadol came. He had to bring a whole. There's two halves that are going to be brought and two halves that are going to be lost. In the first case of the Braisa, the Kohen Gadol brought half and then the other half became Tameh. So he has to be Mashlim now the second half. But you can't just bring a half. So again, you have to bring a whole. So it's the same thing. Two halves are going to be Karev and two halves are going to be lost. What happens if the Kohen Gadol was Makrev, Mechza, Shachar, Sumeis, and then he died? So this is the second part of the Braisa, which is literally our Mishnah. Uminu, Achar, Tachtev, they appointed another Kohen Gadol. Yochel, Yavi, Chatzi, Sarmi, Beisei, Chatzi, Yusrein, Shal, Yushain. I would think that the second Kohen Gadol should just bring a Chatzi so he could bring the Minchas Chavitin of Bein Arbayim, or he should bring the second half of the first Kohen Gadol's Talmud Loimer, Umachatzi, so Be'erev, Mechzim, Shalim, Umevi. It always has to be half of a whole. Ha, Ketzad, Mevi, Yisarin, Shalim, V'chaytzei, Umakrev, Mechza, Umechza, Ova, Nimtzu, again, Shnei Chatzayim, Oivdim, V'shnei Chatzayim, Kerev. Very, very simple. So what's the theme of the Mishnah and this Braisa that the Gemara brought, that there was a Minchas Chavitin that was brought twice a day, but the way it worked was, it wasn't two independent Menachas. It was one Mincha. And you took the entire shir, you were Makdish it, and half of it was born in the morning, half of it was born in the afternoon. What happens if something happened to the second half? Then you would have to bring again another whole
be makriv half of it, and the other half would get lost. And the Gemara gave two scenarios where you're being makriv two halves, and you're losing another two halves. Tani Tanaka made Rav Nachman, mechza rishon mechza sheni tuvah tzirasa, that before you go ahead and you lose, quote unquote, that was the Lashon HaMishnah, Lashon HaGemara, before you lose the other half, you have to make sure it goes bad first, or it becomes possible. Possibilina. You would wait overnight, wait till it became bad, this bread, it became a little stale, and then afterwards, they would burn it. And the idea is you don't want to burn kachem that's in a pristine state. So you wait for it to go bad, for it to become possible, and afterwards you burn it. The Yetzel Beis HaSrev. Amalei Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman told the Tana Bishlam in Rishon Ichzir Lakrava. I understand the first half. So let's talk about the case of the Mishnah, which is the second case of the Braisa. A Kohen Gadol, he brought the Minchas Chavitin, half of it, and then he died. So what's happening now with the second half of what he brought? You have to burn it. So that second half was once Chazir Lakrava. Why? Because when he was Mafresh it, he was destined to bring both halves. It just so happens he died. But being that it was Chazir Lakrava, so there's a sensitivity to it. Thus, you don't want to burn it without Ibur Tzura, without it first spoiling, becoming possibilina. Only after you want to burn it. Elo Sheni. But when the second Kohen Gadol now came, and he too was Mafresh, entire Isarin, and he was only makriv half. The second half, the one that he's not being makriv, the half that's going to be lost, that was destined meikara to be lost. Sheni is oybazay lamele ibetzura. Why did ibetzura meikara leibudasi in lekatchila? It was already destined to be lost. So based on that, we shouldn't have to be as sensitive. Something that's meikara leibudkasi, something that was dead on arrival. It was pasid meikara lechayra. You shouldn't have this halacha of ibetzura. Says the Gemara, Damalachmani Tana dvei Rabba Baravuahu. This Tana who said that both halves that are getting lost need ibetzura holds like Rabba Baravuah. The Amra filu pigul. That even pigle before you burn it needs ibertura. Even though pigle was a problem eikara, never had kasher avodis, still you need ibertura. You see, you always need ibertura. Every time you're going to burn kasher, you need ibertura. It doesn't matter if it was chazila krava meikara or if it wasn't chazila krava meikara. If Ashi or Ashi is a filtim rabbanon, maybe it's going according to rabbanon that holds that pigle doesn't need ibertura. Why would the second half need ibra tzura, given the palgibu ibai hai makriv mechse chazi? Because it's true, the other half of the second Kohen Gadol's Minchas Chavitin was never destined to be Karen. Because we knew lekatchila he was only going to bring a half, because he became Kohen Gadol in the afternoon, and he was only being mashlim the second half of what the first Kohen Gadol already did. But you didn't know which half he was going to be makriv. Thus, each half was chazir lakrava. Being that each half was chazir lakrava, we look at it as if it's chazir lakrava, it needs ibur tzura. Even according to Manabah that holds that it has to be chazir meikara in order to need ibur tzura, we look at each half as being chazir meikara. Thus, each half would need ibur tzura. Excel. So, just to conclude, with one final ara. So the topic of the second half of today's daf and then daf nun aleph is going to be the Minchas Chavitin. And as mentioned, the Minchas Chavitin was brought every single day by the Kohen Gadol. So every day the Kohen Gadol would bring the Minchas Chavitin. The truth is, there was another time that the Minchas Chavitin was brought. And that is every single Kohen, the first day that he did the Avodah, a Kohen Hedyot, not the Kohen Gadol, would have to bring a Mincha. So we talked about how they were Mechanich, the Mishnah, the Mizbeach Hazav, and the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, and the Shulchan, and the Menorah. The Kohanim needed a chinuch as well. So the first day that a Kohen did the Avodah, he had to start off by bringing a carbon. Which carbon did he bring? A carbon mincha, specifically the Minchas Chavitin. By the way, it's also known as the Minchas Chinuch. Minchas Chinuch, that was the mincha that was brought to be mechanech the Kohen Hedyot. So the Kohen Gadol would bring the Minchas Chavitin every single day, twice. The Kohen Hedyot would bring it once in his life. He would bring it the first day that he did the Avodah. Now there are shinuyim, it's more related to Daf Nun Aleph, between the Minchas Chinuch and the Minchas Chavitin. But the point is the Torah really says. The Torah says, Zeh Karben Aharon Uvanov. So you see Aharon, who's the Kohen Gadol, brought the Minchas Chavitin. And it was also the Karben that Banov used to bring. Every single Kohen had, you brought it one time. The first day that he did the Avodah. So it's interesting that the first day that a Kohen did the Avodah, he would bring a Karben. Which Karben? The Minchas Chavitin. A Karben Mincha. So I was thinking that maybe the beer Hadvaran, why a carbon mincha is a shliach tzibur when he gets up to daven for the yom in Iran, Musaf, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, he starts off with the tefillah hinini, and he begins with hinini ha'ani mimas, and the shliach tzibur acknowledges that I was just given this responsibility to be the shliach tzibur to represent this chashuv kehila, and I'm an ani, ich bin an aruman.
What does it mean he's an Ara man? He's an Ani Mimas from Meisen. Va'afal pisha eni kedai v'hogin lokach, right? That's what the Shlich Tzibur acknowledges. He realizes that he's an Ani Mimas. So I was thinking that maybe this carbon mincha that the Kohen Hedyot brought on the first day that he was going to do the Avodah was his Hinani. He was an Ani Mimas, and he brought the carbon mincha, which was the minchas Ani. It was the carbon that wasn't just brought by the Ani, but it was brought by the person that couldn't even afford Shnei Torah v'Shnei Bnei Yoina. It was the carbon that was brought Bedali Dallas. What's the symbolism? This is his Hinani. Hinani Ani Mimas, Niras v'Nifchad. He's coming in now to do the Avodah for the first time in the Beis HaMikdash. He acknowledges the fact that he's an Ani. Maybe not an Ani financially, but an Ani Mimas. This was his Hinani. So I was thinking, maybe there's an added Hoysafa along this thing. And that is that, why a Karbon Mincha? Why a Karbon Mincha? You know, Yisrael Salanter, the Bali Musa, pondered a very interesting question. He said, how are you allowed to give a person COVID? You give a person COVID, why shouldn't we be concerned that if you give him COVID, it's going to get to his head? And what's going to happen is, right, he's going to become a Baal Gaiva. You over lifnei iver, lifnei sitem, mikshal. So Rabbi Yisrael wondered out loud, that, why are you allowed to give a person COVID? Right, such a big deal. You give a person COVID, it's a very nice thing. But l'chaira, why are you not worried about a lifnei iver, lifnei mikshal? It's going to get him. He's going to become a Baal Gaiva. Toyevas Hashem kol gevalev. And why are you not worried that it's going to get to him? Says Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, it's a real chash. It's a very reasonable thing. But when it comes to midas, said Rabbi Yisrael, every person has to worry about his own midas, and let Yenim worry about Yenim's midas. You do what you need to do. You give him COVID. It may lead to his guy. That's his responsibility. He has to make sure that you don't worry about his midas. You worry about your own midas. You do what you need to do. You give COVID. But as it relates to his gaiva, that's his cheshbon. But the truth is, when you give somebody COVID, there really is a concern that it may come with day gaiva. You know, the Rambam says, when the Rambam talks about the Kohen, and he describes HaKohanim Huvdulu Michlal Halavim, this is in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph, La'avodas HaKorbanos. What's the real essence of a Kohen? The essence of a Kohen is what? To give him Trumas and Maaseres? No, that's fringe benefits that he gets because of what his essence is. Not, that's not his essence. To Duchen, that's the essence of a Kohen, to get the first Aliyah. HaKohanim Huvdulu Michlal Halavim. Why? La'avodas HaKorbanos. The tachlis of a Kohen was avodas HaKorbanos. Shenema ve'yavda la'harin la'haktisha kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the tachlis. Says the Rambam, v'tzorich kol odom l'Yisrael linuk behem kovid harbe. A Yid has to give a Kohen kovid harbe. U'lahakte moysom l'chol davar shabektusha. V'tayach b'tayra rishon, l'varach rishon, l'itamon ha'yofar rishon. But the point is, says the Rambam, you know you have to be mechaber a Kohen. Not only do you have to be mechaber a Kohen, you have to give him kovid harbe. So a person has to honor his father and his mother. Kabbalah savicha v'asimecha. You have to be mechaber a Talmud Chacham. As Hashem alakecha tira l'rabbis tamid chacham v'adar t'pnei zokin v'pnei seva tokum. There's an idea to be mechaber a melech. So I'm tossing alecha melech. Says the Rambam, you have to be mechaber a Kohen. V'tzorich kol odem Yisrael linig behem kovid harbe. Not a little bit of kovid. Asach kovid. You have to give a Kohen kovid harbe. In fact, there's a big discussion in the Pesach, could a Kohen be Meichel al Kvoida? Kohen she Meichel al Kvoida. Kvoida Meichel or ain't Kvoida Meichel? Remember Rabbeinu Tam with the Kohen, that Bizman she Bigdeyam aleim, Ktushasam aleim. So it touches on that, the Shita Samardchai, Mesechtes Gidde. But the bottom line is that Rav she Meichel al Kvoida, Kvoida Meichel. Av she Meichel al Kvoida, Kvoida Meichel. Melech she Meichel al Kvoida, ain't Kvoida. What about a Kohen? But you have to give a Kohen Kavan Harbis. I was thinking that a Kohen is coming to do the Avoida now for the first time. This is what he was chosen for. It could come with a gaiva, right? It's not so rachik to think that it could come with a gaiva. A little bit of precedence. We know that Nadav and Avihu died. B'yoyim hakamas ha-mishkan. Ba'kriva me'ej zara, k'tay rezara. We mentioned it earlier in the daf. And the truth is, if you look in the Gemara Masechtas Erevin and in the Midrashim, there's so many different reasons for Mises Nadav and Avihu. And at first glance, it's really tzarech yin gadol. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Emes Yaakov, you can look it up in the Parsha Shmini, says that he believes that really all the reasons that Chazal gave really stem from one sheirish.
And Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says, again, we're talking about Nadav and Avihu, B'krovei HaKadosh. They were the proteges of Moshe and Aharon. So obviously we have to say what we're about to say, you know, with a, take it all with a grain of salt. But the point is, says Rabbi Yaakov, he believes, if you go through all the Chazals, that Tzad HaShav HaShem was Gaiva. There was a little bit of Gaiva. And the truth is, Chazals say that they were Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi. Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi comes from a little bit of Gaiva. Ordinarily, a Talmud would feel too humble around his Rebbe to be Moira Halacha. But it comes from a little bit of Gaiva. Incidentally, the Chassam Sofer in his Sfarim also says that the Ikr Chet of Nadav Avihu was Moira Alocha B'fnei Rabbi, which is very much rooted in Gaiva. And says Rabbi Yaakov that there was a little bit of Gaiva, again, Kaviyachal on the Madrega of Nadav and Avihu, and that's where everything came from. It's very reasonable. This is the first day. You're doing the Avodah. Everybody's looking at you. You were Nivdal for this. The Tzorech Kaladim Yisrael Linig Bem Kavod Harbe. Rabbi Yisrael said every time you give a person Kavod, there's a Chash that it may come with day Gaiva. Now you have Kayhanim, you're giving them Kavod Harbe. So what's the first thing that the Kayan needed to do? The first thing the Kayan needs to do is he needs to bring the Mincha. A Mincha is a Minchas Ani to remind him, don't be such a Balgaifa. Hinini ha'ani mimas. It's true, yeah, you were chosen, but at the end of the day, recognize that you're serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you have this task of being a shliach for such a tzibur. You have to remember not to allow this position of prominence that you have to get to you. Thus, excuse the pun, a little bit of humble pie and a little bit of a mincha, a minchas ani, to make sure that it doesn't come with day gaifa.